Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 69 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Partly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 67 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly sunny. 65 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 67 degrees.
KAWU.
WANWG Mobile, listening. WANWG Mobile listening.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 71 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 76 degrees.
KEHCVX, signal check, listening on Echolink.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Sunny, 78 degrees.
KEEPL Mobile. KE8ZTP, mic check.
Station calling, this is KE8EPL.
Yes, this is KE8ZTP, I was doing a mic check. How do you read?
Read you fine. No problems with copy.
Thank you, I appreciate it. I'll be clear.
Roger that. Have a good day. KEEPL Mobile.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Sunny, 79 degrees.
KE8BJT Mobile.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Sunny, 81 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Sunny, 79 degrees.
KK7 to you, Mo.
KDA-SAV,
in East Alas.
We are mobile, by the way.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 81 degrees.
KDA-SAV, East Alas, monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 80 degrees.
Echo 8, Sierra Echo Victor, monitoring East Alas.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny, 79 degrees.
Roger, copy that, KUSTV. Yep, listen to the machine, monitoring. Echo 8, Sierra Echo Victor, monitoring. Well, that was just a bunch of scatter. Go ahead and try it again. Maybe check your SWR. I don't know. KDA-SAV.
That call again is Kilo Delta 9. Rod, yeah, I'm just on an ECG right now. I'm going to window. How about now?
Yeah, it's, are you mobile? It's, yeah, it's a little busted up there, but, yeah, got, part of that call sign. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just on an ECG right now. I think, I got to take a look at something. I think something's not right. So with that, I'll be clear. Again, 9-2-7.
Copy that. Yeah, got some of that also. Yeah, this is Kilo Echo 8 here, Echo Victor in East Alas. We'll be standing by and listening. Yep. Go
broken and out there about 140 watts to the Guilford repeater from East Hawass, by the lake. Usually works pretty good, Roger. Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Echo Victor, standing by and monitoring.
Yeah, Kilo Echo. How you doing this evening?
Well, you're a little choppy in there, but bacon frying, but I don't know. How you doing tonight? I'm up here in East Hawass, Roger. Much of a copy on that. Pretty busted up there, brother. K8SKD will be standing by and monitoring.
KF8AYL is monitoring. KF8AYL monitoring. KF8AYL monitoring. KF8AYL is mobile and monitoring.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny, 79 degrees.
KF8AYL, monitoring. KF8AYL, monitoring. KF8AYL, W8FFR, how are you, Ken? It's been a while. Here, Brian, how are you this evening? Yeah, it's been a while. I've been getting my barn in the preliminary stages of building up in my UP place up there. A lot of work ahead. Yeah. What are you talking about that? But yeah, I just got off of work like half an hour ago. They forced me to work today. I was not happy about it. And Chris and my friend were going to go do fun stuff tonight, and I just got to get fuel. But I heard you on the radio, and I was like, okay, I got to make contact with Ken, because it's been, what, 2 or 3 weeks since I last made contact?
It's been about 3 weeks since I've been down here, yeah. And I'm going on Tuesday.
K8ETL from W8FFR, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, brother? I haven't talked to you since last Tuesday.
Yeah, that's because I haven't had time to be on the radio. I've been working really late, and then on the ride home, I've been listening to podcasts and stuff. So, yeah, I really haven't been on the radio much, but... I'm here. I'm alive and well.
All right. Just wanted to say hello. I'm over at Dollar General here in Otisville, so I'll sit with you later.
KETL. It's good to hear from you again. Have a wonderful Labor Day weekend, and are you still out there?
I'm still here. I'm southbound on I-75 in south of Saginaw area here. I'll be getting off at the Bridgeport.
Hey, I'm wondering if you could stand by for me. I got to put fuel in, and then I'll hop back on the mic. Since you're driving, it sounds like you don't have much other option anyway.
Yeah, I think I only got the Guilford Tower here.
If you don't mind standing by, I got to put fuel in the car. So I'll be back on this W8SFR.
I'm just driving and listening. KF8DYO.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Yankee Lima from Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo. You still out there, Ken?
Copy that, I'm still here, KF8DYO.
Oh, good. You had a little bit of mission, but set yourself up.
I don't know. Your transmission was breaking up there, too, a little bit.
Yeah, I'm enjoying deep and chunk away from the pier.
I see. Well, sounds like you're keeping busy down here. Hope you find something fun to do tonight.
Probably going to go to the driving range and then a couple other places. But what are you up to since you mentioned you're southbound 75?
Well, I was just building my barn in the UP, but I come home for the holiday here to see my wife.
How long are you going to be up in the UP for?
Well, I've been up there the last 3 weeks. And I'll go back on Tuesday. I probably won't come back till the end of October at that point.
Are you not taking any family members? Is it just you going up there?
I'm sorry, what was that? Do I have any family members? No, I got some buddies that are around, but I got my place. That's it.
Now, what I was trying to say is, are you going up there by yourself, or at some point is the missus going to come up with you too, or are you just going to hang up there by yourself till October?
Oh, I've been, she'll come up for a week at some point, and I'll probably come back down once for a couple of days at one point, I think. Yeah, I do have to come back down. I have a doctor's appointment. But, yeah, for the most part, I'm just kind of winging it. Yeah, basically by myself, except for when my buddy shows up and helps me for a day or two.
Yeah, did you get the Amish to join you, or were you unable to?
I'm sorry, did I get who to join me?
The Amish, you can get them to help build your barn if they're available, but talking to a few other hands, sounds like they are not available to help out.
Everything up there is pretty crazy because the university there wants to expand 6,000 students to 10,000 students, so that means more faculty, there's a big building boom, housing's in demand, so everybody's like booked out 2 or 3 years and wants crazy prices for stuff.
That just confirms what a couple guys in my department were saying when we were talking. And apparently they want payment. And what you're paying for now, the price is still going to go up, most likely, before they even start building the house or the barn or whatever.
Oh, it'll vary every day. Sure. And the last time I built the barn, I had somebody do it. Materials were about half the cost of the total price of Ben building it with materials. So that was 2015. Now they want three times as much of materials to build. It's ridiculous.
Sounds like it's about time to get with your inner pioneer and start cutting your own wood.
Oh, I can handle the materials. The materials are pretty reasonable, but the labor, especially up there, is not.
Well, also doesn't help too, is it's very remote up there.
It's not too bad. The Michigan Tech is right there. It's a pretty bustling town, but yeah, it's a little remote for a lot of people.
On the bright side, though, I bet you can get hams over in Canada, right across the lake.
I get Grand Marais and Grand Portage, Minnesota. On a lucky day, I will get Thunder Bay, Ontario, because that's a little bit further north.
Okay, and you still have your tech license, so you're not involved in high frequency yet, or do you have high frequency capability?
No, I'm just a tech. But there's some 50 you can do, right? This radio I got will do that, but I don't have an antenna for that range.
Yeah, I'd like to get myself another radio 50 meter. The only problem is I ain't got enough Benjamins in my account to be able to afford the equipment.
Yeah, that seems to be the case most of the time. Like that for everyone.
On the bright side, I did buy a $100 flagpole to put my base station antenna up, and I just got a text from one of my fellow firefighters a couple days ago. She's like, yeah, my antenna tower broke off of my house, and if you want it, you can come get it. It's like 30 feet.
Well, 30 feet crate or whatever you had it on, kind of a wood box or a milk crate or something, didn't you?
I have a 6-foot metal pipe that is anchored by baler twine and rope and railroad spikes. And I bent the pipe getting it into the ground deep enough to where it would not fall over. So, yeah, I'm probably going to try to return the flagpole, because I need the money from the flagpole. And it sounds like there may be another guy in my department who's going to beat me to the tower. So I'm going to try to go Monday and make sure I get that tower, because it's a free tower, and those things are running at 50, 60, 70 bucks on Marketplace.
I put up three sections of the 10-foot round tower stuff up in my UP place up north for Starlink dish, but I scored that from the neighbor. They left it in their back 40 down here, and when that house was up for sale and empty, I went over there and it was just buried in dirt and stuff. Somebody had put it back there years ago, and I pulled it out. That's what I'm using up there.
You see, this is the good thing about being a ham radio operator in the 21st century, is a lot of people my age, we just don't have TV, so we don't have antennas. We don't have interest in antennas, towers. Older people are getting away from TV and going with streaming as well, which means I'm seeing a lot of empty antenna towers just chilling in people's properties, which means we can get these things for next to nothing most of the time, because we actually have a very good use for them. That these people, once they cut their TV, they don't have a use for the tower anymore.
Yeah, that's what happened to the one I got. I think it was a TV tower for them, and they got rid of that and tucked it in the back somewhere and let it get buried in weeds.
Only for some enthusiastic ham to come and swipe it up against the antenna a second use.
Yeah, well, if you see an empty one, just approach the house and ask them, I'll take that eyesore off your hands for free and disassemble it and get it out of here.
So since you have experience with commandeering other people's towers, what do I need to disassemble it? What size impact socket do I need?
I think they're all different. I've only dealt with a few of them, but the one I had two bolts per leg per section, so there's like three legs as the sections come together, and there's two bolts on each one of those legs, and the bolts were different sizes. And then you need They were just like 716s or 916s or something. It was nothing special or anything of that nature. But what was harder was getting the section into parts. Because after years of sitting out in the elements, those things tend to weld themselves together, kind of. And they tell you what they tell you to do is stick a board between the little V cross braces, and then you need the little mini jack to jack them up. And that's kind of what I had to do to get those sections apart. That was the hard part.
All right, duly noted. I appreciate that. And I just forgot what I was going to say. I know it's something related to towers. Yeah, I just forgot what I was going to say. FFR station ID.
I don't have it. The best of us. Well, Ryan, I'm turning into my house here. I haven't seen my wife in a few weeks. So I'm going to say 73 for now, and I'll be clear on your final. Good chatting with you.
That's good talking to you as well, Ken. Have safe travels back and forth from the UP. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend. This is W8FFR. I am sending 73s, and I am clear of this frequency.
KK7CU, mobile monitoring.
Transmitting station from W8FFR, you have a lot of static. It makes it hard to interpret what you're saying.
Still having static? KK7CU.
Still got a lot of static.
Is this any better? KK7CU.
That's better. I still didn't catch a call sign.
KK7, Charlie Uniform.
KK7, Charlie Uniform. All right. It's a pleasure to meet you. This is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo. Name here is Ryan, Romeo Yankee, Alpha November.
Name here is Mark, Mike Alpha Romeo Kilo. And just moved back to Michigan after about 35 years of being away. So I'm going to be in this area going forward. From KK7 to you.
Which area is that? And I can also tell with the 7 in your call sign that I forget what region that call sign is from.
I'm going to be living in Dryden, Michigan, and the call sign was originally issued in Washington State when I was stationed at Fort Lewis in the Army. Most recently, I came from Sutherland Still, which is Cheyenne, Wyoming. That's where I just left this week, and the process of getting moved in here. KK7CU.
Well, let me welcome you back to Michigan. What made you decide to move back?
Needed a change from Wyoming and come back to the area where I've got family. Like I said, I was here. I went to high school down in Sterling Heights, and my family moved out of Macomb County up into the Dryden area while I was in the military, and decided to move back.
What's your home QTH?
My home here is going to be Dryden, somewhere else, something else.
That's just where you moved back to from Wyoming. I'm actually looking at moving out to Dryden myself.
Cool, where are you at now?
With my parents, just south of Lapeer.
Well, it's not too far away anyway. And Dryden's kind of a cool little town. So, smaller town than Lapeer is.
About a tenth of the population. Actually, I have my friend from Dryden in the car with me. He's not a ham, though, so I'm not letting him talk.
Well, you can. It's illegal for him to talk if you're the control operator. But a little bit of an adjustment coming back. First of all, Wyoming doesn't have any humidity to speak of, and there's a little adjustment getting used to that again. Additionally, I came from the largest city in Wyoming, Cheyenne, which has a population of about 65,000. The entire state has a population of about 600,000, compared to the Detroit metro area of 3.8 million.
Oh yeah, that's an affirmative. I'm a nerd about this stuff, so I knew Wyoming. It's down there with the least populated states. Just this county alone, Lapeer County has 89,000 people. So this whole county has more population than the largest city in Wyoming, and this is a rural county.
Roger that. If I wanted things that were more people were around, Fort Collins, Colorado was about 50 miles away. They had a population of 120,000. And Denver, Colorado was only about an hour and a half away with about 600,000 in Denver itself. I don't know what the actual metro area population was, but higher than that I know.
I watched an interesting video, and partly why Colorado has so many people is just because of the state boundaries and where the mountains lie. The terrain is suitable for larger populations in Wyoming. I saw a cross-reference map of both Colorado and Wyoming, and Colorado has more flat areas, more fertile area to support a larger population.
I can see that, although it was kind of interesting that Wyoming was actually built with the railroad, that Cheyenne was a stop on the original Transcontinental Railroad as they built through. And that was a reason for population to come there. It just never really did.
That's always interesting when you look at the history of these states and how two neighboring states can be completely different. But anyways, I hate to cut this conversation short, but I promised my friend I'd take him to Walmart to get stuff, and I need to pick up some stuff now, and I'm currently staying in the parking lot. So, KK7CU, this is W8FFR. It was a pleasure talking to you. Welcome back to Michigan. I'm sending 7-3s. Have a wonderful Labor Day. I am clear on your file.
Roger that. I'll let you get to your shopping. I'm going to pick up dinner myself. I'll say 7-3 for now, and like I said, I'm going to be in the area. Kilo Kilo 7, Charlie Uniform.
At KK7 station, did you clear or are you still on frequency? KBSW.
I am still on frequency. KK7 to you.
I hear a little noise. I'm not sure where you're at. Maybe you can use one of the other repeaters. Just wondering what you're using for a radio, what you're running for radio.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 74 degrees.
Right now, I've got a VR7600, I think the model number. It's a Chinese-made dual band. Doesn't actually have a front control panel. You use a Bluetooth app on your phone to control it. And the microphone is Bluetooth, so I didn't have to run cables into the car. The radio cell is in the trunk.
Oh, that's kind of neat. Hey, you got a squawk when you're on key. We were just trying to figure out what the squawk was. Didn't sound like NBC. Sounded like something else. Just wondering what you were running for a squawk at the end.
Well, I don't have it set to squawk anything, but maybe it's something with the tail and the Bluetooth uncouples from the mic. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is. It's maybe a packet or something. I don't know what the APRS. Maybe it's Chinese radio. You never know on them radios.
I mean, it does have APRS configured, but that should be going out the APRS frequency, not the type frequency. Might have to investigate that.
I see you're on the Lapeer repeater. Whereabouts are you located?
Well, I just moved to Dryden. I'm away in the Emily City to pick up dinner right now.
Yeah, okay. The other one probably ain't going to help you any more than what you're on. Another project to work on. I got a couple more remote receivers to put on that one for the Lepiric people. But, not enough time in the day.
This repeater's in Lepiric, is it not? That should have pretty good coverage in this area.
Yeah, that one's located in Lepiric. Receiver in Mayville for it. You're making the main a lot better. The Mayville receiver, you're barely tickling it, but yeah, I plans on putting a couple more receivers on that for them. Just on my way back from Indian River, was up there doing some microwave stuff for our site up there. Like I say, the family's camping today and stuff I wanted to get done, not enough time in the day.
Yeah, I was kind of waiting for the sun to go down a little bit because I still got to unload the truck some more, but being used to having no humidity up in Wyoming, the humidity was kind of beating me up today.
Oh, your squawk might have went away. I didn't hear it that time. You should have been here yesterday loading up about, I don't know, 4:30, and it was... Thought I went and took a shower up. It was not nice.
I imagine. I did go to school when I was a kid back in Michigan 35 years ago, but moved away for the military and then other jobs after the military and just moved back.
Oh, there you go. Now the squawk's still there. Yeah, well, welcome back to Michigan. Definitely its own state, that's for sure.
Well, thanks, sir. I'm coming up on where I'm stopping for dinner, so I'm going to say 73 for now. KK7CU. I will be in the area.
Sounds good. Run a pretty good sized DMR network too. Growing as much as we can grow. Always looking for more sites. But you can look us up on mi5.cc. The DMR page and you can page from there. 73, welcome back to Michigan. KB at SWR. Grayling. KB at SWR. Grayling.
Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 75 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 65 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 64 degrees.